Haynes crushes it deep into the Dunheat night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the penultimate game of the 2024 season as the Blue Jays take on the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees' single-A affiliate in the Florida State League. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us on your Saturday night for the final night game of the season. Game number 129 of 130 on the schedule for the Blue Jays. They come into this one 67-61. That's the third best record in the Florida State League this season. In the second half, they're 33-29, while Tampa is 54-72 and an even 30-30. Both teams out of the playoff race with two games remaining on the schedule. Blue Jays have opened up a 3-0 series advantage after winning on Thursday, just one game, and then sweeping a doubleheader last night. And three wins clinches a series win, as Tuesday's series opener was canceled, so just a five-game series here this week. In Game 1, the Blue Jays took it 10-6, highlighted by an 8-run, but just 3-hit second inning to really open things up. Tampa scored the last 5 runs of the game, but couldn't come all the way back. In Game 2, it was a little bit more of a pitcher's duel. Game was tied up at 1 until the 6th inning, when Arjun Namala tripled, then Sean Keyes followed with an RBI single that made it 2-1 Blue Jays, and then Carter Cunningham came to the plate and opened things up just a little bit. Gomez 1-1. It's cranked high in the air, deep to right. That is a no-doubter. Carter Cunningham with an absolute bomb. Look out on the highway. 421 feet off Cunningham's bat for a 2-run homer, and that made it 4-1 Blue Jays. Juan Helaponte added his own homer in the 7th. That made it 5-1. Blue Jays' bullpen was good last night as Nate Garko worked 2 scoreless innings, 6 up, 6 down, and Jonathan Todd ended the ball game with a 1-2-3 7th inning. So the Blue Jays have won 4 straight. If they win today, it'll be their first 5-game win streak since June. For more on last night's homer, we chatted with Carter Cunningham, who's back in the lineup today, batting cleanup and DHing. We also chatted with him about his time at East Carolina and the foundation that he started, Homers That Help. Fun conversation with Carter. Here he is.
We're now joined on the pregame show by Carter Cunningham, fresh off his first over-the-fence professional homer yesterday. No doubter. Carter, congrats. Thanks for the time. I imagine that one had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it just wasn't as cool as the one that went under the fence for the inside the park home run. But no, it was good to see that one go.
I know you've been working through some stuff over the last few weeks. What clicked yesterday? Because I know you were about 2 feet off of a 2-homer day.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with Nash Knight, our hitting coach, a lot, and just been making some minor adjustments and tweaks in the swing throughout the season that you look up and you look at my numbers, and they're probably, I mean, they're not where I want them to be, but you trust the process day by day, and I was glad that it finally clicked yesterday. Going into that at bat, I was over 2 strikeouts, and I was in a 2-strike count, but working with him, like, there's no wavering from the approach or from my confidence, and I was lucky enough to get that one out.
Now, your adjustment to the pros, what has that been like for you mentally, but also hitting-wise? What exactly has that jump been like, and what do you think has been the biggest transition point for you?
I mean, every day is a chess match with the pitchers. They got the scouting reports on us. Nobody throws down in the zone anymore. Everybody throws up, which my strong point in college is probably I handle the balls down really well, but have to make the adjustments to this new game. So every day there's something new to learn and something to get better at.
You know, you're season at ECU, Conference Player of the Year, obviously a great team. It seemed like ECU is always in the mix come May and June. How would you sum up your time at ECU?
Incredible. I thank God every day that he made me a Pirate, because the community there, the coaches, the players, my teammates, just everybody involved in ECU was a major impact in my life.
No doubt, no doubt. And I was reading on some of your philanthropic work at ECU. I started a foundation. Tell me the story behind Homers That Help.
Like I said, the Greenville community gave me so much that I felt like I had to do something in return. And it really started with one day I was shadowing the vice president of the hospital, and we walk over to the Children's Hospital, and God smacked me in the face and said, you have to do something here. And I didn't really know what that was going to look like, but I prayed about it. And that was at the time of Thanksgiving, Christmas time. And as I was walking through, you know, the thought came to mind of, like, these families and these kids, they're going to be in the hospital for the holidays. And if we as a baseball team, as the UC baseball team, could do something to make their holidays, then let's do it. So it started with I got the guys at the Venmo me, like, $10. We went to Target, bought out a bunch of gifts, delivered them, hung out. And God told me, like, I wasn't done yet. And Homers That Help was founded. It's not my idea. It was God's idea. And it was just super cool to see the impact that it had on the community. And within the first season, raising $50,000, over $50,000 for the kids in Greenville and their families. And it was just a major blessing to be a part of.
Definitely impressive. And now, where is that at now that you're out of ECU? Who's kind of picking up where you left off?
Parker Byrd. His story is pretty cool. So it was actually going into his freshman year, he was in a boating accident where his leg was amputated. Since then, God's used him in some impactful ways. And he was always the first guy to volunteer to step up to go to the Children's Hospital with me and just spend some time with the kids and their families. So I left it in his hands because I know he's going to care for it. And the dream and the vision is that he takes it and does better than I do. And I have no doubt that he will. So it's definitely in good hands.
That's awesome. What an awesome story. Now, transitioning back to baseball as you enter your first off season as a professional, what does that look like for you?
Going to go back to school or back to ECU, which I'm actually looking forward to. My girlfriend started PA school there a couple weeks ago. So I think she'd be a little upset if I didn't do my off-season training there. But I'm going to do there. Going to live with Trey Savage, our first rounder. Me, him, and another one of our old teammates got a place. Just going to use the facilities there and work out. And I got a couple of my classes to finish up for my MBA.
Carter, thanks for the time and best of luck these last two games, and appreciate you sharing your story.
Thank you, Larry.
That was Blue Jays outfielder / first baseman Carter Cunningham. Appreciate Carter's time before today's ball game. And again, a congrats to him on his second pro homer, but his first over the fence. How about that? $50,000 raised in 1 year through the Homers That Help Foundation at ECU. Impressive work from Carter. Let's get to the rest of the Blue Jays starting lineup tonight. That includes Mr. Cunningham. Nick Mitchell will lead it off and play center field. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Edward Duran will hit third and do the catching. Cunningham is the DH, batting cleanup. Brock Tibbetts is over at first base, batting fifth. Manny Beltre is the third baseman in the sixth spot. J.R. Freethy is over at second base, hitting seventh. Joan Helaponte out in right, batting eighth. And Braden Berry rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Tampa Tarpons, who are tied for the team lead in average in the Florida State League here this season. Roderick Arias will lead it off and play shortstop. Willie Montero is the DH, hitting second. Hans Montero is the third baseman, batting third. Dylan Lewis is out in right, batting cleanup. Marshall Toole is out in center, hitting fifth. Joe De Los Santos is the left fielder, batting sixth. Juan Matthews is over at second base, batting seventh. Duncan Pastore is the first baseman, hitting eighth. And Diomedes Hernandez will bat last and catch. final night game of the 2024 season. Coming up next here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Moments away from the anthem at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. We're just about set for baseball. We'll take a listen in and then get you first pitch for the second to last game of the 2024 season here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
For the singing of our national anthem, please welcome tonight's anthem singer, 9/11 World Trade Center survivor and Tampa Tarpon season ticket holder, Judy Abraham.
Strong rendition of our nation's national anthem now has us set and ready for baseball under a mostly cloudy sky in Tampa. It's game number 4 of a 5-game series to wrap up the season between the Jays and the Tarpons. First pitch coming up after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Under the lights for the final time in 2024, Blue Jays set to face Carlos LaGrange and the Tampa Tarpons here tonight. LaGrange, the 21-year-old right-hander, the fastball that can reach up to 99 miles an hour. LaGrange making his fifth start of the season with Tampa. He spent most of the season with the Florida Complex League club for the Yankees. He throws a fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup. His last outing was just three innings on the road at Bradenton last week. He allowed two earned runs, three runs total, striking out three and walking four. In LaGrange's four starts with the Tarpons, he's thrown 11 and a third innings to a 6.35 ERA. So he's got that blazing fastball, but sometimes he struggles with command as he's walked 10, striking out 15. We'll see what he brings to the table tonight. LaGrange sets square off against Nick Mitchell, the Blue Jays' leadoff man. The Indiana Hoosier steps into the box with a seven-game hit streak to his name. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball misses low and outside, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. Blue Jays playing for a fifth straight win. Here's the 1-0. Mitchell takes high and outside on the heater at 97. Two balls, no strikes. Mitchell, a member of the 2024 draft class for Toronto, playing in his 21st game as a pro. 2-0 is slapped into left. De Los Santos takes a few steps in, and the left fielder makes the catch, chest high, and that's out number one. Here's Arjun Namala.
Now batting the shortstop, number 18, Arjun Namala.
Namala played in both games of yesterday's doubleheader, but he's the type of guy you can't take out of the lineup right now, just based on how well he's been swinging it. First pitch. He takes a cutter for a called strike on the back door, and it's 0-1. Gabe Vargas is the home plate umpire tonight, calling balls and strikes for himself. It is the ABS challenge system tonight, as Namala swings over a cutter, makes it 0-2. Jeremy Rada is the field umpire. Namala hitting 232 in 80 games, but he's had a hot second half. 0-2, buried low and outside. LaGrange went to another cutter. And that's generally the plan of attack against Namala. Spin, spin, and then a little bit more spin. The 1-2. There's a fastball, and it misses up and away. 98 on the gun from LaGrange. Namala in the second half hitting up near 260 with an OPS over 900. 2-2. Bouncing ball, third base side. Montero, the third baseman, charges, gloves, throws on the run to first, a little bit offline, but Duncan Pastor, the first baseman, stretches out to haul it in for out number two. Score at 5-3. It's two up, two down in the Blue Jays' first inning. No score, just getting started. Edward Duran digs in. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch on the way. Duran swings and fouls it back. Got a piece of a fastball at 98. And it's 0-1. Duran playing in his 77th and what could be his final game of 2024 with a season finale set for tomorrow. 0-1. A cutter falls in, called strike on the inside corner. Quickly 0-2. Considering Duran is catching tonight, usually that means a day off tomorrow with two other catchers on the roster. We'll have to see. The 0-2 is fouled back. We'll do it again. So Duran with a 2.45 average, OPS at 663. It's about 30 points below league average. Bats in an open stance. The next 0-2 is a called strike three. Fastball spotted up on the outside black. And Carlos LaGrange sets the Blue Jays down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. After a half, it's the Blue Jays nothing, and the Terpins coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first, so we go to the bottom half. No score, and Gilberto Batista is set for work on a balmy Saturday night in Tampa. Batista will face Roderick Arias, Tampa's leadoff man, to get started. The right-hander kicks and fires, and Arias takes downstairs on a fastball. It's 1-0. Batista, one of the freshest faces and Toronto's organization, acquired for Danny Jansen at the deadline from Boston. 1-0 is low. Two balls, no strikes. So far, so good for Batista in a Blue Jays uniform. He's made three appearances and allowed just three earned runs in 12 innings. The kick and the pitch. Arias takes a big swing and bounces it foul. First base side. Two balls, one strike. Arias, New York's number four prospect, according to both MLB Pipeline and Baseball America. Batting from the left side here, 2-1 to him. As a changeup, spotted up on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Batista throws a fastball, slider, changeup combo. Fastball can reach 95, the 2-2. Arias reaches out and flies it into shallow right. Freedy, the second baseman, out. Aponte, the right fielder, in. And it's Aponte who puts the squeeze on it. Route number one. Here's Willie Montero.
Now batting, the president hitter, number 27, Willie Montero.
Montero, the DH tonight for Tampa. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Fastball low and outside, ball one. No score, bottom of the first. Montero played both games yesterday, went 1-for-6. The pitch popped up out of play on the first base side. It's a souvenir for a pretty sizable Saturday night crowd in Tampa. Fireworks scheduled for after the game. It's fan appreciation night. 1-1. Montero lays off a slider downstairs. Two balls, one strike. And it's actually the last time the general public has the chance to watch the Terpins, or Blue Jays for that matter, in person. 2-1. Fastball misses down. Blue Jays challenge the call, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge of the ball game. They've got two left, and the count is 3-1 on Montero. Batista with long blue socks fires, and Montero lines it deep to left. Berry twisting and turning back in front of the track makes the catch. Montero gave it a ride, but He's set down for out number two.
Now batting, the third baseman, number 10, Hans Montero.
So here's Hans Montero. No relation to Willie. But they've batted back-to-back in Tampa's lineup pretty much all season. Especially here in the second half after some call-ups. They've been the 2-3 punch in the order. First pitch to Montero. Right-hander takes outside. It's 1-0. So tomorrow, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers open up their season across the street. 1-0. High and tight. Ball two. Batista struggling with his command a little bit here in this first. But because the Tarpons and Bucks share so many parking lots, they're not going to open this game to the general public. Montero skies it on the first base side. Foul territory. Tibbetts over. So is Freethy. And the ball is into the seats. As lightning strikes beyond the right field wall. That was pretty close. Let's hope it stays at an arm's length. But we're going to be playing in front of no fans tomorrow, weather permitting. 2-1. Montero takes fastball down and outside. Three balls and one strike for the second consecutive batter. Nothing, bottom of the first. Batista twists his neck around, stretches out, now deals. And Montero swings and fouls it back. Fastball back into the screen. Runs it full, 3-2. Batista just 19 years old. Native of the DR. The payoff pitch. Montero gets jammed and pops it up into the seats again behind home plate. We'll have a do-over. Batista coming off a really strong outing in relief last week. 5 innings, 2 earned runs against Lakeland. Who's now going to the playoffs. They clinched a playoff spot last night with their doubleheader sweep over Fort Myers. Batista pauses in the middle of his windup. Now the next 3-2 is pulled on the ground down to third. Beltre gobbles it up and wings it over to first in time. 3 up, 3 down for Gilberto Batista in the bottom of the first. Both teams go scoreless in the first. On to the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As a rain shower passes by the ballpark out in left field, we go to the top of the second. We're playing on for now. Keep your fingers crossed for us, will you? No score going to the top of the second inning. Middle third of the Blue Jays lineup due up here against Carlos LaGrange, Tarpon starter. And it starts with Carter Cunningham. DH tonight for the Jays, left-handed batter. Went deep yesterday, an absolute moonshot. For his second homer in the pro ranks. First pitch to the lefty. A fastball at the bottom of the zone, taken for a called strike one. Cunningham selected by the Blue Jays out of East Carolina. LaGrange kicks and deals, and Cunningham slaps it the opposite way at the left fielder De Los Santos. He takes a step in towards the line and makes the catch. Four up, four down for LaGrange. There's Brock Tibbetts.
The first baseman, number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Tibbetts didn't play in the twin bill yesterday, but he did play on Thursday. Big, tall, right-handed batter digs in, and a scoreless ball game, top two. First pitch. He lays off a cutter upstairs. It's 1-0. Tibbetts went 0-for-1 with three walks and a strikeout. The kick and the 1-0. Brock takes high. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays suiting up in their road grays today. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white. Blue and white numbers on the back in that split text. 2-0. Fastball finds the zone. Outside half of the plate. 98. On the gun. LaGrange, the 6'7" right-hander, kicks and delivers. And Tibbetts pops it up the opposite way, and it sails over the section of seats behind home plate into the concourse. Just past the youngster with his glove extended, but it comes right back to him on the bounce. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Right place, right time right there. 2-2 count on Tibbetts, another member of the 2024 draft class out of Indiana. 2-2 is popped up into shallow right. Matthews ranges out. The second baseman uses two hands to make the catch. That's out number two in the visitor's second inning.
Now batting the third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So here's Manny Beltre. Nobody on for him. No score at top of the second. Beltre hitting .236 in 106 games in 2024. An everyday guy. First pitch. He leans out of the way of a fastball. It's 1-0. Beltre played with Dunedin last season, but had an IL stint in there, so he couldn't play really the full-fledged schedule. 1-0. Beltre swings and misses on a nasty cutter down and outside. One ball, one strike. This season, despite some ups and downs in terms of production, he's been available every single day. And there's something to be said for that, especially for a guy who's just 20 years old. LaGrange is 1-1. Beltre swings and misses. Got the cutter again. Came up empty. Count is 1-2. Beltre went 0-for-2 in game one of the twin bill yesterday. Five home runs, 46 runs driven in for Manny. LaGrange has the sign from the catcher, Hernandez. The 1-2 is pulled on the ground towards the hole at short. Pats the dive of the shortstop, Arias, in the left. It's a one-out single for Manny Beltre. Two-out single, rather. Blue Jays have a base runner to extend the inning for J.R. Freedy.
Now batting the second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freedy.
Freedy, the switch hitter. No bat from the left side here against LaGrange. Blue Jays trying to strike first in the second. We've got no score. Beltre leaning towards second. And there he goes on the first pitch. Fastball misses low. The throw down is late. Beltre's in there with a swiped bag. Blue Jays with a man in scoring position for Freedy now. Count is 1-0. LaGrange sets the belt and delivers home. Freedy takes a fastball low again. Two balls, no strikes. Freedy comes into this one hitting .192 in the pros after being drafted by Toronto out of Nevada. In the 14th round, California native, .667 OPS. 2-0. Fastball upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. So after LaGrange was pounding the zone, he allowed that two-out single to Beltre, and now he's behind 3-0 on Freedy. Sometimes this happens to guys when they get in real good rhythms from the windup and then have to switch to the stretch. Here's the 3-0. Freedy takes all the way and watches ball four. Cutter downstairs, and it's a free the free pass. You said that plenty. Here's Joan Helaponte. Freethy now with more walks than strikeouts. 17 walks to 16 strikeouts in 20 pro games. So even though that batting average is low, you'll certainly take that as an encouraging sign. Aponte digs in. Righty on righty. First pitch. Misses up and inside. Cutter didn't cut. It's 1-0. No score. Top of the second inning. Beltre off second. Freethy off first. Ponte homered last night in game two. Part of a 1-for-3 game for him. Beltre dances off second and the 1-0. Misses down. Two balls and no strikes. Six consecutive misses from LaGrange. LaGrange hasn't gone distance in his time with Tampa. He's gone three innings three times. The 2-0. Aponte watches a fastball catch the outside corner. He wants a challenge, and the call is upheld. It's the Blue Jays 0-for-2 in the challenge department. Down to their final challenge, and we're only in the second inning. Not great. So here's the 2-1 toss. Off speed, inside, three balls and one strike. Ponte with six home runs on the campaign. Batting average at 191. Got off to a strong start and then really struggled in May and June. Hitters count for him. The pitch. Down and outside. That's back-to-back walks. And the Blue Jays have loaded him up with two outs for Braden Berry. Beltre to third. Freethy to second. And the catcher, Diomedes Hernandez, wants to talk things over. Mound to chat things up with his right-hander LaGrange. So Berry digs in after going 0-for-2 in game one yesterday. He walked twice and drove in a run. Hit here probably gets the Blue Jays on the board. It would get the Blue Jays on the board. First pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. Beltre, a good runner off third. Put score on a ball to the backstop. 1-0. Berry swings and fouls it back to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Braden playing in his 36th game of the season, hitting 163 across. 1-1 to him. It slapped the opposite way, down into right field. That's a base hit. That'll start the scoring. Beltre in as the ball gets past the right fielder, Lewis. Freethy scores from second. Here comes Aponte from first. He scores standing. Throw goes to third. It's way late. Braden Berry clears the bases. Blue Jays take a 3-0 lead.
Now the center fielder, number 43, Nick Mitchell.
We'll have to wait and see how that scored. Likely a double and then an error on the right fielder, Lewis. That allows Berry to take the extra base. So here's Nick Mitchell, the leadoff man, with two outs. First pitch, swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. So four straight Blue Jays reach with two outs. Oh, they're going to rule that a straight triple. He'll take that. The pitch. Swung on and missed. So it's quickly 0-2. Base is clearing three RBI triple for Berry. Mitchell flied out to left in the first. Berry dancing off third base. Here's the 0-2. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. Mitchell, not an easy guy to pitch to. Small frame in the left-handed batter's box at 5'10". Bats from a crouch. Small strike zone. The 1-2. He thought about a cutter down and outside, but laid off. Two balls, two strikes. Speaking of strikes, more lightning out beyond right field. LaGrange reads the sign. Hernandez sets up outside, and the pitch is cut on and missed. That's strike three. Inning over, but not before the Blue Jays strike with two outs. Beltre singles. Freedy and Aponte walk. Braden Berry brings them home with a three RBI triple. Blue Jays take a 3-0 lead after an inning and a half of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays take a 3-0 advantage in the top of the second, so Gilberto Batista pitching with the lead now, and he fires the first pitch to Dylan Lewis. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. Batista worked a 1-2-3 first inning. 1-0 pitch. Lewis lines it past the reach of the third baseman Beltre. It's a fair ball and bangs against the sidewall in the corner and left. Lewis cruises into second. He's got a leadoff double. Got a fastball on the inside half of the plate. Turned it around for extra bases.
The center fielder, number 15, Marshall Toole.
Brings up Marshall Toole as the wind starts to swirl over Steinbrenner Field. There's a big rain cloud overhead, but it's not raining. There is rain out in the distance, though. And if you listen close enough, you can hear some thunder. First pitch to the lefty, Toole. He takes a changeup for a called strike, bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Blue Jays trying to maintain a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the second inning. Toole went 0-for-3 in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. 0-1. He takes a called strike. Quickly 0-2. Batista is a pitcher who can certainly develop into a strikeout pitcher. He's got strikeout stuff as it is right now. Trying to work on refining that slider. Here's the 0-2. Line drive into left center. Long run for Mitchell. The center fielder dives and makes the catch. Mitchell with a shoestring grab into a barrel roll for the out. Gets out number one and probably saves a run. So Lewis stays put at second base. And here's Joe De Los Santos. 3-0 Blue Jays. Home half of the second inning as thunder roars overhead. De Los Santos swings and fouls a cutter back to the screen. 0-1. Wind whipping in from left field now, as indicated by the American flag, Yankees flag, and Florida flag in left center. Batista's 0-1. Swing and a miss. That's the slider. Fooled De Los Santos, and it's 0-2. De Los Santos, a 2024 draftee. At William & Mary playing in his 21st game, hitting .288, .806 on base plus slugging, while above average. Here comes the 0-2. De Los Santos lays off the slider down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Blue Jays infield playing De Los Santos to pull. Second baseman Freethy nearby the second base bag as the 1-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. Got him on the slider. First strikeout for Batista this evening.
Now batting the second baseman, number 16, Juan Matthews.
Here's Juan Matthews. Blue Jays in the catbird seat, 3-0. Home half of the second inning. Matthews batting from the left side. First pitch, up and in, ball one. Plenty of switch hitters on this Tampa roster. They've got four of them. Don't see that every week. Batista's 1-0. Fastball just downstairs. Over the plate, but low. Two balls, no strikes. Matthews, a native of Venezuela. His last name spelled M-A-T-H-E-U-S. 2-0. He's flied into left. Left fielder Barry takes a few steps in and makes the catch. As cool as Tom Cruise in Top Gun, he puts the squeeze on out number three. Batista works around the leadoff double to Lewis, and we're on to the third inning. Blue Jays lead it 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
All right,
hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays lead Tampa 3-0 as we go to the top of the third inning. Final night game of 2024. Carlos LaGrange deals the first pitch to Arjun Namala. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. Slider on the inside edge makes it 0-1. Namala 0-4-1 with a ground out down to third. 0-1. He swings and misses on the slide piece. Quickly 0-2. It's a power-on-power matchup here. Namala with a whopping 16 home runs as an 18-year-old in single A. It's rare for a player this young to have this much success at this level. The 0-2 line drive past the third baseman, but foul into the screen on the third base side. Namala just got out in front of a slider. Still 0-2. Lights have been flipped on at Steinbrenner Field. LaGrange kicks and delivers. And Namala spits on a cutter downstairs. It's ball one. LaGrange, the Yankees' number 20 prospect. Kind of flown onto prospect radars out of nowhere. 1-2. A cutter misses inside. Two balls, two strikes. LaGrange signed for just $10,000 out of the DR. And you might think, okay, $10,000, that's a fair amount of money. 2-2. Namala pops it up. Behind home plate, the catcher Hernandez has no play. It's into the seats. Bounces off a railing. Takes a tumble down into the concourse. Still two balls, two strikes. But on the international signing scale, $10,000 is not much at all. 2-2. Namala flies it high in the air into shallow center. The shortstop, Arias, calls for it, dances back towards the infield and makes the catch. Now that ball turned into an adventure as the wind was starting to twist it left to right. Namala's out number one. Here's Edward Duran. Duran struck out looking in the first inning. First toss is tapped foul off the end of the bat. First base side, 0-1. 3-0 advantage for the Jays. Top of the third inning. Blue Jays have won the first three games this week. 0-1 is low. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays have managed pretty well against LaGrange, but they haven't seen a lot of fastballs from him outside the first inning. 1-1 knocks Duran down, 97 on the fastball, right on cue, stumbled out of the box, did Duran. It's 2-1. Well, if there's anybody who can dodge a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, it's Edward Duran. 2-1. A wave and a miss. How about that for a sequence? 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Buzzes Duran's tower. And then a cutter down and outside. 2-2. Duran slaps it into right. That's down for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting there. Got the cutter again and hit that ball where it was pitched. One out single for the Jays in the third. Trying to add on to a 3-0 lead.
Now, it doesn't make it better. Number 24, Carter Cunningham.
So here's Carter Cunningham. Flied out to left his first time. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, there goes Duran. Pitch is a called strike. No throw from Diomedes Hernandez. He didn't even pay Duran any attention. Got a great jump. He's got a stolen base. Backstop has wheels for the Jays. Here's the 0-1. Cunningham takes low. Change up in the dirt. One ball, one strike. So Cunningham with his homer yesterday snapped out of an 0-for-12 stretch. Chatted with him for the pregame show today. And he said his numbers aren't exactly where he'd like them to be. 1-1. Cunningham lays off a fastball high and outside. 2-1. Now even though Cunningham entered tonight's ball game with a 194 average, his OPS is just shy of 700, buoyed by walks. So even though he's struggled to pick up base hits lately, he's had a lot of good ABs. 2-1. Down and inside, three balls and one strike. That's something you'd expect from a guy who played a lot of college ball. Three seasons at Eastern Carolina. Was the AAC Player of the Year this spring. Hitters count for him here. LaGrange kicks and delivers. And Cunningham takes a called strike. Fastball at the letters. Runs it full, 3-2. Lightning continues to flash around the ballpark, but no rain yet. Payoff pitch. High and outside, and right on cue. There's a walk for Carter. Blue Jays with two on and one out for Brock Tibbetts as Preston Claiborne heads out to the mound. Tarpon's pitching coach hustles out there. Blue Jays with some trouble brewing. Hardy with a 3-0 lead, top of the third inning. Really comes down to command for LaGrange. You can say that for any pitcher, but especially LaGrange. With that fastball, it averages 97 miles an hour. but when it's outside the zone, walks pile up for him. As we've seen tonight, he struggled to command that pitch, especially in the second and now here in the third inning. When it's in the zone, though, opponents are only hitting 100 against that pitch. Tibbetts digs in. And even more indicative of a good pitch, opponents have really struggled to barrel that pitch up. Just a 14% hard hit rate. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch to Tibbetts. On the way. It's popped up out of play behind home plate. 0-1. So Durain on second. Cunningham over at first, not being held by Pastore. LaGrange reads the sign. And chucks the 0-1. Tibbetts sends a high chopper on the third base line. Foul. 0-2. Looking around the seating bowl tonight, it is a zoo of youngsters. It's got to be like five or six Little League teams here tonight, and it seems like they're all running around the concourse trying to get baseballs. Tibbetts bats from a crouch. Waits on the 0-2 from LaGrange. Durant takes off for third, and Tibbetts pops it up into the seats again on the first base side. Durant heads back to second. Still 0-2. Tibbetts with three runs driven in and his time in the pros. Hitting an even 300 coming into action today. The next 0-2 toss is swung on and missed. Strike three. Slider sets him down. Two down now, and it's up to Manny Beltre.
Now by the third baseman, number 1, Manuel Beltre.
Beltre singled and scored last inning on Braden Berry's bases loaded, bases clearing triple that has the Blue Jays in front 3-0. Top three. Right-hander on right-hander. LaGrange throws. And Manny takes a called strike on a cutter. Back door there. And it's 0-1. There's some action out in Tampa's bullpen. This is very likely LaGrange's last inning of work. He's at 62 pitches. They've been careful with his arm. There's the 0-2. Both runners go. Beltre swings and misses. And no throw from Hernandez. Blue Jays running wild in this third inning. Durant to third. Cunningham up to second. Two guys that you look at and don't necessarily think, oh, those guys are threats to steal. Both right around average speed. So the Blue Jays now with two runners in scoring position for Beltre. But the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed on a slider downstairs. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays strand two men in scoring position. However, they really run up Carlos LaGrange's pitch count. He might be done after three innings. Blue Jays still lead 3-0. Going to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's the Blue Jays 3-0 on to the bottom of the third inning. Gilberto Bautista has faced one over the minimum. He'll get 8-9-1. And the Tarpons line up here, starting with Duncan Pastore. Right-handed batter against the righty Bautista. Here's the first pitch. A slider misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Gray skies overhead. The rain has stayed away. Thankfully, 1-0. Pastore lays off speed upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Pastore playing in his 10th game as a pro. He's 9-for-24. That's a .375 average. The pitch. He gets jammed and pops it up into shallow left. Namala, the shortstop, backpedals out. He's camped under it and makes the one-handed catch. One down. There's Diomedes Hernandez.
The catcher, number 7, Diomedes Hernandez. Number 7.
Hernandez, the right-handed batter, .306 hitter in just 13 games with Tampa. First pitch. Nice slider taken for a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Hernandez, a native of Venezuela, waits on the 0-1. Checks his swing on a slider. He didn't go. One ball, one strike. Bautista pitching with a 3-0 advantage. Bottom of the third. He kicks and fires. And Hernandez skies it foul behind home plate. Clanks off the navy blue plastic seat. Down below the press box. One ball, two strikes. Bautista quickly into his motion. The pitch is fouled back again. We'll have a do-over. Bautista with 35 pitches so far, 20 of them strikes. He nods at Duran. The next 0-2. Another foul ball behind home plate. Hernandez feeling generous with the souvenirs. Still 1-2. Light's starting to take a full effect now. Steinbrenner Field. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. That time he got him. Hernandez came up empty on the cutter. Second punch out for Bautista. Two up, two down in the third.
Now by the shortstop, number 9, Roderick Arias.
What's up, Roderick Arias? Switch hitter batting from the left side. Flight out to right his first time. First pitch, a check swing tapper behind home plate. Foul. Got a piece of Edward Duran's ear, it looks like. He'll get a moment from home plate umpire Gabe Vargas as he wipes some sweat off his face. Catchers really take a beating, but usually foul tips off the mask, foul tips off the thighs, the legs, usually not the ear. 0-1. Changeup fades low and outside. One ball, one strike. Arias having a much better second half here in Tampa. 1-1 as a hopper past the mound, past the second baseman Freedy into right center. Arias takes a big round at first and stops. He's got a two-out knock.
Now that is the pitching hitter, number 27, Willie Montero.
Here's Willie Montero. Three zip Jays, bottom of the third inning. Second hit of the game for Tampa there. Montero digs in 0-for-1 with a hard line out to left. First pitch. The right-hander takes a slider just off the outside corner. Ball one. Montero, the big, tall center fielder. DH tonight. Bautista throws over to first. It's late. You look at Montero and you think, oh, there is a first baseman if I've ever seen one. Big, tall, muscular frame. The pitch, swing and a miss. Batista went to the cutter. One ball, one strike. Montero, 6'4", 200 pounds. That's in a narrow stance from the right side. The kick, the 1-1. Curveball, according to StatCast, probably a slider that didn't break much. Misses up and in. Two balls, one strike. It'll be interesting to see if Batista does add something like a curveball at some point. It's 2-1 toss. High chopper to the shortstop, Namala. He gloves it, throws to second for the out, and that ends the inning. Batista tosses up another zero on the line score. Blue Jays still lead it, 3-0. Through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. New pitcher into the ball game for Tampa as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Blue Jays lead 3-0. And the Tarpons had seen enough of their starter Carlos LaGrange, so they hand the baseball to Ryan Harvey. The right-hander will face 7-8-9 in the Blue Jays order, starting with J.R. Freedy. And a pitch timer violation has been called on Freedy. So here's the first pitch to him. It's a called strike, and it's 0-2. So Freedy wasn't attentive to the pitcher in time, according to Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire. So he's down to two strikes already. Harvey deals and misses outside. Count is one ball and two strikes. Harvey just activated off the injured list today. His pitch. Freedy slaps it out of play down the third baseline. Still 1-2. Harvey's got a 5.93 ERA this season. This is his 10th appearance. All of his prior appearances were starts. He throws, and it's a called strike three. Freedy can't believe it. He had stepped out of the box. He was ready to see another pitch, but late strike three call from Vargas sets him down. First strikeout for Harvey. And here's Aponte with the bases empty. 3-0 Jays by virtue of a 3-RBI triple from Braden Berry in the second. First pitch from Harvey. Aponte takes inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Harvey, 23 years old, the Yankees' 11th round selection out of Cal in 2022. The pitch. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Harvey kicks and delivers. And Aponte swings and fouls a slider back to the screen. It's 2-1. So a correction. Harvey didn't go to Cal. He went to UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara, rather than Cal Berkeley. So that means he was teammates with Blue Jays catcher Aaron Parker. 2-1 misses in. Three balls and one strike. Parker not in the lineup tonight, so he doesn't get to face his former teammate unless he pinch hits at some point when Harvey's in the game. Hitters count for Aponte. Walked his first time. First pitch. There, the pitch is up, and that's another walk. Blue Jays have a one-out base runner for Berry.
Now by the left fielder, number 2, Brady Ferry.
As we mentioned, Berry, the guy responsible for this Blue Jays 3-0 lead, drove in 3 runs on one swing. First pitch, runs inside and hit him. Oh, boy. Got up near the wrist, and a hit by pitch on the wrist is what caused Berry to miss so much of the season. And so that is a sensitive spot, without a doubt, for Berry. Looks like he's all right, because that pitch just glanced him, but 90 miles an hour on the wrist. Can't feel good at all. Blue Jays with 2 on, 1 out. Top of the order at the plate now, and Nick Mitchell. It's already 3-0. DJs looking for more. Mitchell 0 for 2, trying to extend his hit streak to 8 games. First pitch. High chopper down the line at first, foul. 0-1. Mitchell with 4 homers. 13 runs driven in. 4 homers, somewhat of a surprise. After he only hit 5 in 54 games with Indiana this spring. So now he's hitting with a wood bat and hitting more homers. 0-1, called strike on a changeup. Paints the outside black, and it's 0-2. It is much, much easier to hit for power with an aluminum bat. Ball just jumps off the bat a little bit better. Time called by Harvey. And with the wood bat, you just got to be a little bit more precise to really get all of a pitch. Here's the 0-2. Down and outside on a changeup. 1-2. Some windows of blue sky overhead, but mostly gray and navy blue clouds. The 1-2. High and outside. Not close on the fastball. 2-2. Grange went 3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. He walked 3 and struck out 4. Harvey taking over for him. In a jam. 2-2 pitch. Mitchell pops it up, and it floats into the seats. Third base side. Up into an empty section. Still 2-2. A little bit more action out in Tampa's bullpen. Harvey deals, and Mitchell sends one foul again, almost identical to the last one. And it plays pinball down in the seats above the Blue Jays dugout. Looks like a dad came up with that one. Hands it to a young lady. 2-2. Is flied into right, pretty deep. Lewis twisting, turning back. He's at the wall and makes the catch. Aponte tags up and hustles down to third. Berry stays put at first base, and Mitchell's allowed out number 2.
Now batting, number 18, Arjun
Namala. So here's Arjun Namala, and Preston Claiborne back out. Wants to be sure that Harvey has the scout right on Namala. Back to the flyout on Mitchell that didn't look like it was going to carry off the bat. He got caught out in front had to kind of fling his barrel at a slider downstairs. That ended up hitting it to the track. Not much help from the wind either, still blowing in. Meeting is over. Blue Jays trying to add on to their 3-0 lead, top of the fourth inning. They've won four straight games. So a win tonight would mean their longest win streak since June. Blue Jays trying to go out on a high note. Eliminated from playoff contention with two games left. First pitch to Namalo, runs up and in. Throw down to second as Berry goes. It's late. Here comes Aponte to the plate. He slides in safely. Double steal executed to perfection. Gets the Blue Jays another run. Aponte slides under the tag, and the Blue Jays lead swells to 4-0 in the fourth. Jays playing a little bit of small ball there. You wouldn't expect that with Namala at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses inside again. Two balls, no strikes. But then again, maybe that's why the Blue Jays would call a play like that. Tarpin's probably not suspecting the Blue Jays to try a double steal with their best hitter these last 2 months at the plate. 2-0 pitch, called strike. Namala is sure that it was a ball. He wants a challenge, and he's incorrect. That's a strike at the bottom of the zone, and the Blue Jays are out of challenges at the top of the fourth inning. Tampa, on the other hand, hasn't used one yet. The pitch downstairs. Hernandez knocks it down. Runs it full, 3-1. Or excuse me, it's just 3-1, not full yet. Harvey with a breath, shrugs his shoulders, kicks and delivers, and spots up a fastball in the outside corner. Now it's full, 3-2. Namala with a ground out to third and a pop out to short. So he's 0-2. 46 runs driven in. The pitch is a called strike 3, and that ends the inning. Blue Jays do get back on the scoreboard, though, as Joan Helaponte swipes home as Braden Berry steals second base. Double steal makes it 4-0 Blue Jays onto the home half of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. As the skies begin to clear up over Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Jays on top, 4-0 in the final night game of the 2024 season. Gilberto Bautista sets to face Hans Montero, the three batter in Tampa's lineup. First toss to him, swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 on the inside edge, makes it 0-1. Bautista has only allowed two base runners on two hits. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip right into Duran's mitt. It's 0-2.
Bautista with two strikeouts so far. So he's pitched to contact real well. Montero steps out of the box. He calls time. Bautista still as a statue on the rubber. Nods at the sign from Duran. Now the 0-2. Misses up on a slider. 1-2. Bautista's not the biggest guy in the world. 6 foot, 165 pounds on the roster, but he's got a real mound presence to him. The 1-2 is low. Slider missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Between the pausing mid-windup and mixing up his delivery, big deep breaths in between pitches. 2-2 is hopped sharply down to third. Beltre backhands, fires over to first in plenty of time. And Montero is retired for out number one. Here's Dylan Lewis.
Now batting, the right fielder, number three, Dylan Lewis. Number three.
Lewis roped a double in the second inning. Tampa's best scoring chance against Bautista. Blue Jays on top, 4-0. First pitch. Fastball down. It's 1-0. A double for Lewis back in the second. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0. A slider inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Lewis, the Queens University product. At Charlotte. 2-0. High chopper at the shortstop, Namala. He gloves it head high, fires to first in time. Got a hustling Lewis by a step. Two up, two down for Bautista. Rolling right along. He's gotten better as the night has gone on.
Now batting, the center fielder, number 15, Marshall Toole. Number 15.
Here's Marshall Toole. First pitch. Lefty takes up. That's 1-0. Toole, the Yankees' 15th rounder at a Wofford. 1-0. Down and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Wofford. Aren't they the Terriers? 2-0 pitch. Fly ball towards left center. It's Mitchell, the center fielder, who has a bead on it. Trailing towards left, he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Gilberto Bautista on cruise control. And we head to the fifth. Blue Jays 4, Tampa nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays in the driver's seat. It's 4-0. DJs over Tampa as we head to the top of the fifth. Game number 4 of a 5-game set to wrap up the 2024 campaign here this week. It'll be Duran, Cunningham, and Tibbetts for the Blue Jays against the new hurler for Tampa. It's Matt Given. The right-hander working from the stretch fires the first pitch to Edward Duran. It's in there for a called strike. Fastball at 91 makes it 0-1. Given comes into this one with a 9.82 ERA. He's battled through some injuries. A 1. Check swing on a slider. Did he go? No swing. 1 ball, 1 strike. Given had a shoulder impingement near the start of the season. And that'll throw your season off. 1-1. Duran skies it into right. Sends Lewis back. He's camped underneath it now. Makes the catch. Duran's out number one. Here's Carter Cunningham.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Cunningham walked his last time in the third inning, then stole second base, but he was stranded there. Flied out to left in the second. 4-0 Jays, top of the fifth inning. Blue Jays hunting for their fifth straight win. First pitch to the lefty. Cunningham takes low on a slider. It's 1-0. Given signed by the Yankees last summer after being released by the Marlins. Opened the season up in Double A. 1-0. Cunningham watches a fastball called strike. On the outside edge, it's 1-1. On a personal note, I saw Matt Given pitch for 2 seasons in the Marlins organization with the Beloit Skycarp. Last 2 years, 1-1. It's a chopper on the first base side, foul. It's 1-2. One of the nicest guys I've had the pleasure of dealing with. So it was awesome to see him get a second chance here in the affiliated ranks. Originally drafted by the Marlins back in 2018 at a high school in Colorado. The 1-2. High bouncer over the middle of the shortstop, Arias. He gloves it, sidearms to first, high, but Pastore comes down on the bag for the out. Arias uncorked a really wild throw. Just enough to get Cunningham.
Number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Score at 6-3, and here's Brock Tibbetts. 4-0 Blue Jays, top of the fifth. Tibbetts 0-2. Had the chance to catch up with Given before the game today, actually. First pitch. Tibbetts takes a called strike on a fastball. Outside edge, makes it 0-1. And as rain starts to pour down at Steinbrenner Field, almost out of nowhere. Fans starting to head to the concourse. 0-1. Slider called strike. Bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Speaking of that slider, Given said after he got signed by the Yankees, the first thing they told him was, hey, we see you throw your slider this way. We want you to do it this way. And he said that made an instant difference. 0-2. Tibbetts lines it foul. Out of play. We'll have a do-over. So Given said making the switch from the Marlins organization to the Yankees organization, even though initially, that's a big shock being released. That's a really emotional thing to have happen, especially in the middle of a season. It's turned out to be somewhat of a positive for him, as his slider has really improved. Given has the sign from Hernandez. The next 0-2. Tibbetts with a ground ball up the middle right at the second baseman, Matthews. He fields it cleanly and sidearms to first in time, and that ends the inning. Matt Given works a 1-2-3 top of the fifth. And the score remains 4-0 Blue Jays through 4.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt. Plus, pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rain continues to fall at a harder clip at Steinbrenner Field as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays on top 4-0 over Tampa. First pitch to Joe De Los Santos. It's a called strike out of the hand of Gilberto Batista. His 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike. It is incredible because this rain came out of nowhere. 1-1. De Los Santos takes a big hack and fouls it back into the screen. It's 1-2. Looking above the ballpark, there are no clouds, seemingly. The 1-2. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. Florida would be the only state in the union where you don't need clouds to have it rain. 2-2 is tapped foul behind home plate. And we'll have a do-over as fans start to flock underneath the stadium awning in the upper sections. 2-2. Off speed inside, runs it full, 3-2. And with those fans in now in listening distance, it means our listening audience is tripled. So we welcome our new listeners into the broadcast. Payoff pitch, chopper down to third, and it gets through Beltre into left. As it's now pouring rain, De Los Santos holds up at first base. And oh man. The GM is onto the field to talk to Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire. As we are now in a deluge at Steinbrenner Field out of absolutely nowhere. But we're going to keep on playing. Juan Matthews in the left-handed batter's box. 4-0 Blue Jays in the fifth. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Matthews 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Batista sets and deals. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses up and away. It's a bad jump. It's a great throw, and they got him. Joe De Los Santos cut down trying to steal second base for out number one. As soon as De Los Santos started running, it looked like his goose was cooked as Matthews lines one into right. Down for a base hit all the way to the wall. Aponte over to fetch it, and Matthews cruises into second. He's got a one-out double. There are almost no fans left in the seating bowl. They've all headed for... drier pastures as Duncan Pastor climbs into the box. Tampa trying to get on the board. Blue Jays lead 4-0. First pitch. Pastor takes low and in on the slider. It's 1-0. Now the umpires might be trying to just get this game through five. The pitch. Runner takes off for third. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down is just late. Beltre thought they had him, but Matthews swipes third base. So after the caught stealing for De Los Santos, Matthews swipes third. Count is two balls and one strike on Pastor. Batista throws and misses high. Makes it 3-1. If we get through this bottom of the fifth inning, this game is official and we can call it good at this. The pitch up and away. And that's ball three, according to home plate umpire Gabe Vargas. So they had the count wrong on the board and on the scoring system online. Now the payoff pitch is flied into right. Aponte looking up into the rain, dances in front of the track, makes the catch. Matthews tags from third. The throw to the plate is good, but not good enough. Up the line and late, and it's a sack fly for Duncan Pastor. Down for Diomedes Hernandez. Looking down the third base line. Looks like a whole lot of the Tarpons front office is standing by the tarp. First pitch to Hernandez misses up. It's 1-0. Rain continues to flutter down and underneath the lights. And the pitch it misses high. Two balls, no strikes. No end in sight, I guess. 2-0. Fly ball deep to right. Aponte trailing back. He's at the track, at the wall, and that ball's out of here. Diomedes Hernandez cuts one through the raindrops. Opposite field shot. His first homer in 14 games with Tampa slices the Blue Jays' lead down to 2. It's now 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. And here comes Jose Mayorga. He's going to call the bullpen here with Bautista at 74 pitches. He'll take the baseball from his right-hander after a strong outing, but 2 runs in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Julio Ortiz coming on for the Blue Jays as raindrops continue to fall at Steinbrenner Field. It's the Blue Jays 4, Tampa 2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Julio Ortiz, the big, tall, hard-throwing right-hander, is on for the Blue Jays with 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tampa with 2 runs in to make it 4-2. And this might be the ball game right here. First pitch to Roderick Arias. It's called strike. Heater at 95 on the outside edge. Makes it 0-1. Rain continuing to fall, but it's much lighter now. But this game is official. As soon as the Blue Jays get the next out. Pitch. Called strike. On the low outside corner. And it's 0-2. Now, considering this game doesn't mean much or anything in the playoff picture, I'm sure both teams might be eager to call it good. Lightning strikes beyond the left field wall. The 0-2 misses high. Ortiz sets the chin. Fires. And Arias rolls it sharply up the middle to the second baseman, Freethy. He gobbles it up and has a hard time getting it out of his glove. And as a result, Arias beats it out. It looked like that ball got stuck in the webbing of his mitts. You could almost see the white of the baseball from up here. And we're a pretty good ways away. Freethy kind of double clutched. And so Arias reaches, and that brings the tying run to the plate, and Willie Montero, right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch. Fastball called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. or close lightning. As there is a big old cloud pretty close by now above the left field wall. Here's the 0-1. It's high. One ball, one strike. The rain is now slowed to a drizzle. Montero 0-2. He'll fly out in a fielder's choice. 1-1, Arias goes. Pitch misses up and in, and the ball slips out of Durant's hand into center field. Arias gets up and takes for third late. The throw there is late. So Arias steals third and then makes his way, steals second and then makes his way to third on the throwing error. Another run 90 feet away for Tampa in the bottom of the fifth. Montero with good pop. He's got seven homers. The 1-1 toss is lined foul. Third base line. That was the 2-1 pitch, excuse me. Two balls, two strikes now. Looks like the fans are starting to wander their way back into the lower seating bowl. As the rain has passed for now. It's completely stopped. Now the 2-2 from Ortiz. Cutter misses low and away. It's full, 3-2. Ortiz with a 4.26 ERA. His payoff pitch on the way. Misses low and outside. That's ball four. Tying run on base now. Here's Hans Montero. No mound visit here from the Jays. The complete numbers on Ortiz. He's thrown 19 innings, 33 strikeouts. So a lot of strikeouts, but at times also a lot of walks. 17 coming in. First pitch to Hans Montero. Misses low. Ball one. It's the Blue Jays 4, Tampa 2. Tampa 2. Just like the defense. Runner goes from first, pitches a called strike, and Durant eats the throw. Stolen base for Willie Montero, and now a base hit could tie this game. Ortiz gazes in for the sign. He's got it. 1-1 serve. Montero takes a rip and a miss on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Just as lightning strikes beyond left again. Ortiz a strike away from getting out of the bottom of the fifth with the Blue Jays still leading. The 1-2. Tapped foul at the plate. We'll have a do-over. Going back to that play on Arias, it's officially ruled an E4. As you might suspect. Freethy just couldn't get the ball out of his glove, and that extended the inning. Ortiz rocks and fires. Fastball misses inside by a hair. 97 on the gun. Two balls, two strikes. Montero, 8 home runs, 38 runs driven in. Two RBIs out there for him now. The pitch. Up and in. It almost hit him. Montero stumbles out of the box almost towards the Blue Jays dugout. That runs it full, 3-2. First base is open. Dylan Lewis, the cleanup man, waits on deck. And the lightning is only getting worse. Again, we could be in the closing stages of this game right now. Payoff pitch. Fouled back. The battle rages on. Fans starting to make a little bit more noise. The payoff again. Just outside. That's ball four. Another close miss. Loads
the bases for Dylan Lewis.
Number three, Dylan Lewis.
And time is called. Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches, strides out to the mound. Four straight Tarpons have reached with two outs. Homer from Diomedes Hernandez. The error that allowed Arias to reach. Montero with a walk. The next Montero with a walk. So Arias on third, Montero on second, Montero on first. Arias, Montero, and Montero. Sounds like a law firm on the bases. Dylan Lewis steps into the box in what could be the most consequential spot of this game. It's the bottom of the fifth. Rain and weather in the area. Bases full of fish. Righty on righty. First pitch to Lewis. This is low, ball one. It's the Blue Jays 4, Tampa 2. Base hit probably ties this game up. Montero, a good runner off second base. Ortiz at 18 pitches, and he hasn't recorded an out. Here's the 1-0. Miss is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. It's worth noting that if any of these runs do come in to score, it'll be unearned. Ortiz making his last appearance of the 2024 season here, trying to go out on a high note. He doesn't want to allow any runs of any kind, earned or unearned. Doesn't matter. Here's the pitch. Fastball called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Lewis 1-for-2. Had a double in the second. Grounded out to short in the fourth. 2-1 toss. Misses up and in. Glances off Duran's glove. Here comes Arias. He scores standing. And we've got a one-run game. It's a three spot for the Tarpons in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays' lead is now slimmed down to 4-3. Montero to third. Hans Montero up to second. Now a base hit could give Tampa the lead. Just a single could do it. The count is 3-1. Ortiz throws home and gets a called strike on the outside edge. Fastball just nibbled the outside corner. And it's full again. 3-2. Two runners in scoring position. One run game. 4-3 Blue Jays in the fifth. Ortiz comes home. And the pitch is swung on and missed. He got him. Challenged him on a high fastball. Lewis went after it, and the inning is over. This game will continue for now, but it just got a whole lot more interesting. Tampa with a three spot. It's now 4-3 as we head to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tampa shrinks the Blue Jays' lead down to one. DJs 4, Tampa 3. As we head to the top of the sixth inning, lightning still striking out the distance beyond the ballpark. This game could be called off at any moment. Blue Jays trying to tack on to that lead, though. They'll send up Beltre, Freethy, and Aponte. 6-7-8 against Matt Given, out for his second inning of work. First pitch to Beltre. He takes all the way and watches a fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Given worked a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Two ground outs and a flyout. Beltre 1-for-2. 0-1. Just outside. One ball, one strike. It's been a season of learning opportunities for Beltre. That's not to say it's been all bad. 1-1 is popped up and to shallow right. Matthews, the second baseman, ranges out, calls for it, and makes the catch. Beltre's out number one in the visitor's sixth. Here's J.R. Freethy.
Now batting the second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
Freethy, the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander Given. He walked and scored back in the second inning when the Blue Jays scored three times to initially take the lead. They lead 4-3 in the sixth. First pitch is a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. Given sets at the belt. Looks in for the sign from Hernandez and fires. And Freethy rolls it the opposite way to the shortstop, Arias. Backhands, throws to first, almost into Tampa's dugout. It's off the railing, and Freethy is safe. That'll probably go in the book as a single. And not an easy play from Arias. We'll just have to wait and see. That throw from Arias hit the dugout on the fly and knocked somebody's cup off the railing. That's how close it was to going directly into the dugout. But it didn't, unfortunately for the Blue Jays. It's going to be a throwing error for Arias. First pitch to Aponte, bouncing ball foul. Back towards that Tampa dugout, 0-1. Aponte with two walks on his line. Two runs scored. One in the second, one in the fourth. Helping the Blue Jays to this 4-3 lead. The pitch is flied on the first base side. It fades into the seats. It's 0-2. One thing Aponte's really improved throughout the season is his approach, but specifically his patience. Been taking a lot more down the stretch. Throw over to first. Almost had Freethy. Gets a hand back in there. Four runs, four hits, three errors for the Blue Jays. Two errors for the Blue Jays, excuse me. Three runs, five hits, one error for Tampa. 0-2 toss. Aponte with a very late swing and a miss on a slider. He goes down swinging for out number two. Here's Berry.
Now batting the left fielder, number two.
Berry put the Blue Jays in the driver's seat back in the second inning. Three RBI triple. Blue Jays in command, 4-3, first pitch. A slider just outside. Tampa using their first challenge, and the call is overturned for a strike. So it's 0-1. Fans kind of golf clapping, not really fully acknowledging what just happened. 0-1. A check swing foul ball back to the screen, 0-2. I can almost hear the conversations now. What just happened? There are challenges in baseball? In single A? Yep. All things considered, it's been a positive. It's been a success up in AAA as well. And it seems like we might see this at the big league level sooner rather than later. The 0-2. Barry fouls it back into the screen. Still 0-2. Tampa's infield playing slightly to pull for Barry, the second baseman Matthews. Shaded up the middle. Another 0-2. It swung on and missed strike three. Gibbon went to the high fastball. Barry couldn't catch up, and the inning is over. Matt Gibbon strikes out two, leaves Freethy on first base. Blue Jays lead remains 4-3. Going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Long-haired right-hander Ryan Boyer is onto the mound for the Blue Jays, protecting a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Boyer on rehab from Double A New Hampshire. Pitched earlier this week and allowed a solo homer in his first inning of rehab work. That'll be Toole, De Los Santos, and Matthews here, 5-6-7. Boyer from the stretch, first pitch to Toole. The lefty takes outside. It's 1-0. Toole 0-for-2. He squared up two balls. A line out and a fly out to center. Boyer sets the chin. Deals. And Toole takes a called strike. Just nibbles the outside edge. It's 1-1. Boyer reads the sign. The pitch. Drops down to a sidearm slot and jams Toole. The pitch has popped up into foul territory, and it's out of play. Beltre, the third baseman, had a look at it, but didn't have a play at the end of the day. Fell into the dugout. One ball, two strikes. Boyer this season with Double A New Hampshire had been electric. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on the fading changeup. Sets down Toole for out number one. There's Joe De Los Santos. So in 28 appearances for the Fisher Cats, Boyer accumulated a 2.22 ERA, 28 in the third innings. A whip under one. Opponents hit just a 184. Then he went up to Buffalo, to AAA. Pitch to De Los Santos is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. And Boyer struggled there. Four innings, eight earned runs with the Bisons. So then he was back with Double-A before an injury. 0-1. De Los Santos takes up. One ball, one strike. It's the Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3. Home half of the sixth. Blue Jays lead the series 3-0. Season finale tomorrow. The 1-1. High and tight. De Los Santos leans out of the way. 2-1. De Los Santos, a 5-season college player at William & Mary. Played all his college ball there. 2-1. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike for now. The call is challenged and the call is upheld. So Tampa loses its first challenge. They're 1-for-2 there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. De Los Santos went in the 10th round to the Yankees, and he wasn't expecting to go that high. 2-2. Fastball just misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. De Los Santos on the second day of the draft. Instead of watching the draft feed, looking for his name, he was going about his business. He was out shopping, as one does. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul tip into Duran's mitt. That's strike three. De Los Santos looked back at Duran and then kind of leaned backwards in frustration. He couldn't believe that Duran plucked that ball. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Boyer. Base is empty for Juan Matthews. Batting from the left side against the righty Boyer. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there. Called strike. 1-1. 4-3. Blue Jays advantage in the sixth.
I got it right here.
0-1 toss. Called strike. On the outside black. It's 0-2. Boyer a strike away from striking out the side. In the sixth, he deals, and the pitch is popped up to the shortstop, Namala, on the infield. Arjun takes a few steps in, makes the catch. Inning over. Ryan Boyer with a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth, and the score remains Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3, on to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays shopping for insurance as we go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 4-3 DJs over Tampa. Top of the order due up here against Matt Given, who's out for his third inning of work. Nick Mitchell leads it off. He's 0-3. His seven-game hit streak on the line. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch from Given. It's a high bouncing ball to the second baseman, Matthews. He charges, gloves, sidearms to first, just in time to get a hustling Mitchell. One pitch, one out. The top of the seventh. Here's Arjun Namala.
the shortstop, number 18, RJ Namal.
In case you're just joining us, the Blue Jays scored three runs in the top of the second inning to take the lead. They scored another run in the top of the fourth, and then Tampa scored all three of its runs in the bottom of the fifth in pouring rain. But we played on. First pitch to Arjun Namala. A slider tumbles into the zone, called strike, and it's 0-1. 4-3 Jays in the seventh. Namala 0-3. The 0-1. A swing and a miss on the slider. It's quickly 0-2. Looking at Namala's body of work this summer, just so impressive, the turnaround that he's had after struggling in the first half, getting placed on the development list, moving to the Florida Complex League, and then coming back. And then you consider he's just 18. 0-2, check swing on a slider. He went. According to Jeremy Rada, the field umpire. And Namala's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Two up, two down. Here's Edward Duran.
The catcher, number 12, Edward Duran.
Three punch outs forgiven now. And Duran digs in 1-3. Had a single in the third. Struck out in the first, flied out to right in the fifth. First offer. A slider misses down and outside, ball one. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Last night game of the season. Blue Jays lead at 4-3. The pitch. A big swing and a miss. Duran drops to a knee. Might have been thinking left field wall with that hack. Maybe the judgment-free zone sign above the left field wall. Sponsored, of course, by Planet Fitness. One ball, one strike. Duran calls time, paces out of the box to gather himself after that big hack. 1-1. He thought about a high fastball, but laid off. 2-1. Well, here it is, probably Duran's final game of the season, still without his first homer. It's not to say he hasn't had a successful season at the plate, though. The pitch. A slider. A called strike. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas wound up like it was a called strike three. It's only strike two. Vargas then pointed his hand out, trying to put lipstick on a pig there. 2-2. Swinging a foul back. We'll have a do-over. Given a strike away from three scoreless innings. Came into this outing struggling. He's found his stride here tonight. 2-2 to Duran. Has popped up into shallow right field. Lewis comes in. The second baseman, Matthews, out. It's Lewis who makes the catch. And the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the top of the seventh. And it's time to stretch at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. It's still Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3, bottom 7 in Tampa. First pitch to Duncan Pastor out of the hand of Eminent Flores. New hurler on for the Jays. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. It'll be Pastor, Hernandez, and Arias. 8-9-1. 1-0 pitch, low and outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Flores, the right-hander, takes over for Ryan Boyer. 2-0. Popped up, first base side, Tibbetts, the first baseman tracking, and he tracks it all the way into the concourse where a youngster dropped it. He had a glove and dropped it. Oh, tried the basket catch. Got to go over the head there. Two hands. 2-1. Fastball outside. Three balls and one strike. Flores enters action here with a 7.24 ERA and 13 2/3. He kicks and deals, and Pastor lashes it into right. Aponte in. He makes the catch. On a liner. Pastor is set down for out number one. So here's Diomedes Hernandez. He sent an opposite field homer out to right. His last time in the fifth. Tampa scored all three of its runs in that fifth inning, trailing the Jays 4-3 in the seventh. First pitch, called strike. Heater at 96 from Flores. It's 0-1. The kick in the pitch. Hernandez lays off a fastball, low and away. One ball, one strike. Lights have taken full effect. 1-1. The slider misses. Looked good from here. Inside, according to Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire. Here's the 2-1. Fly ball into right again. A little more routine for Aponte this time. He comes in towards the line and makes the catch. Two up, two down, two flyouts for Flores. Here's Roderick Arias.
Now that shortstop.
Four to three, Blue Jays advantage, but Arias is certainly the type of guy that can tie this game with one swing. 13 homers for him this summer. First pitch, fastball up and away, and it's 1-0. Arias coming into today's game hitting .257 with a .799 OPS in the second half after hitting right around .200 in the first half. 2-0, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. So Arias has looked a lot more like a top five Yankees prospect, but not the season that he's expected to have. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Flores went to the heater, 95. Challenged Arias, came up empty. And now he calls time. Boyer had a 1-2-3-6 with two strikeouts. Flores trying to follow the act. His 1-2 toss. Breaking ball just downstairs. It's 2-2. Arias reached on a single in the third. Came in on an error in the second. And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped off Edward Duran. We'll have a do-over. Excuse me, that was in the fifth. For Arias, reached on an error, stole second base, reached third on an error, and then scored on a wild pitch. How's that for a fun trip on the bases? 2-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Eminent Flores, uno, dos, adios. In the bottom of the seventh inning, we go to the eighth. And it's still Blue Jays leading 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3, top of the 8th at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. An ultimate game of the 2024 season. Blue Jays trying to get their fifth straight win. They'll send up Carter Cunningham, Brock Tibbetts, and Manny Beltre here, 4-5-6 against Matt Given, who's returned for the 8th. He's worked three scoreless innings. How about a fourth, says Tampa. First pitch to Carter Cunningham, called strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. Carter worked a walk in the third inning. 0-2. 0-1. Is pulled. Foul. First base line. Quickly 0-2. Had the chance to talk with Carter pregame today. As he calls time before the 0-2. Talk to him about his charitable efforts at East Carolina in his time in college. He started a foundation in his final season at ECU called Homers That Help. The 0-2 is hopped down to first, knocked down by Pastore, recovers, dashes for the bag in a dead sprint. He beats out Cunningham for the out. Now that turned into a foot race fast. That's out number one. So here's Brock Tibbetts. He's 0-3. 4-3 Jays, top of the 8th. Cunningham eventually raised $50,000 in just one season for the Children's Hospital in Greenville. First pitch to Tibbetts. Slider, called strike. It's 0-1. Tibbetts 0-3. Pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out on his line. Here's the 0-1. Tibbetts watches a fastball up. One ball, one strike. Cunningham said that Homers That Help kind of came to be as he was shadowing one of the vice presidents of the hospital. And they visited the Children's Hospital. 1-1. Tibbetts bounces it down to third. Montero gloves it. Sidearms to first by the first baseman Pastore into the dugout. And it looks like it might have hit a camera operator. Oh, man. Looks like everybody's all right. So maybe it didn't hit somebody. Here's Manny Beltre with the man on. That'll be an E5 on Montero. That ball didn't leave play, so Tibbetts remains at first. 4-3 Jays, top of the 8th. Beltre 1-3. First pitch on the way. Tibbetts goes. Breaking ball called strike. Throw down is offline. Tibbetts is in there. Stolen base. Jays with a man in scoring position for Beltray. Tibbetts not exactly a stolen base guy, but the Blue Jays have really racked up the stolen bases tonight against Hernandez, the catcher. 0-1. Beltray pops it up. And to left. Shallow left. Third baseman Montero in foul territory makes the catch for out number two. Blue Jays in the driver's seat. It's 4-3, top of the eighth. And that's the end of the line for Matt Given. Manager James Cooper strides out of the first base dugout, and he'll call the bullpen. What an outing for Matt Given. 3 2/3 innings for the right-hander with 3 strikeouts. An excellent bounce back for him. And Tampa goes back to the bullpen. Blue Jays still lead it 4-3, top of the eighth. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After 3 2/3 innings from Matt Given, Tampa goes back to the bullpen and they hand the baseball to Christopher Bowe. Right-hander comes on with a 5.63 ERA. Trying to keep the score right where it is. Blue Jays on the prowl for insurance. It's 4-3 and the top of the eighth inning. Bowe enters the ball game, making his 29th appearance. He's thrown 38 and a third innings, all in relief. It'll be J.R. Freethy, first batter to face Bowe, with Brock Tibbetts on second base after he reached on an error and stole second. Bowe from the stretch, first pitch to Freethy, called strike, and it's 0-1. Four runs, three hits, two errors for the Jays. Three runs, five hits, two errors for Tampa. The call is challenged, maybe, by Tampa? No, it wasn't. Just time called by Bowe. On the first base side of the rubber. He's got the sign. And the 0-1 to Freethy. Breaking ball called strike, and it's 0-2. Freethy reached on an error his last time in the sixth. Struck out looking in the fourth. Walked and scored back in the second. And the Blue Jays tallied 3 runs. 3 RBI triple from Braden Berry helped set the tone. Freethy bats from a slight crouch. Here comes the 0-2. It's low and in. Fastball at 96. Freethy with 4 RBIs. Opportunity for a fifth with Tibbetts on second base. Bowe sets and delivers. And Freethy lays off a fastball outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Blue Jays knocking on the door of their 5th straight win. It'll probably feel like somewhat of a relief. 2-2. Freethy chops it foul, first base side. We'll have a do-over. Blue Jays last won five in a row from June 7th through June 12th. Since that five-game winning streak, they've had not one, not two, not three, but four-game win streaks. 2-2. Buried in the dirt, and it gets away from Hernandez, rolls towards the on-deck circle, and Tibbetts moves up 90 feet to third. Now the count is full on Freethy. So the Blue Jays have strung together wins, but they just haven't been able to go on that long run, a run that they would have needed to make the playoffs. And here they are, two games left out of playoff contention. Payoff pitch, fouled off Freethy's ankle. Bounces down to third base. We'll have another payoff pitch. Freethy squats out of the left-handed batter's box, trying to shake off the pain. Just got a piece of a 96-mile-an-hour sinker that then got a piece of his ankle. 3-2 again. Freethy fouls it off. He's battling. Third base side. We'll have another 3-2 pitch. Blue Jays trying to get that insurance run in. Payoff again. Inside, ball four. It hit him, actually. Wait, no. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas called it a foul ball. Jose Mayorga is going to come out of the Blue Jays dugout and argue this. And James Cooper, Tampa's manager, is coming out as well for... because the catcher Hernandez caught that ball. So if that's ruled a foul ball, that's a foul tip strike three, but it looked like it hit Freethy. Ran so far inside, there's no way that hit his bat. So the umpires get together here as both managers wait in the wings. And they're going to call it a foul tip strike three. Jose Mayorga is hot on the third base line, walking out to Gabe Vargas, shrugging his shoulders as if to say there's no way that ball hit his bat. But Vargas rules that that clipped off the knob of Freethy, and... that is a surprising call. It hit him on his forearm. And now Matt Von Romer tells J.R. Freethy, here, go show Gabe Vargas the bruise on your forearm. There's a mark on his forearm. And Vargas politely tells Freethy, go take a hike. As Mayo continues to argue, Blue Jays don't get a run. The inning ends in a controversial call. 4-3 Blue Jays going to the bottom of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Still a one-run contest, bottom of the eighth, 4-3 Blue Jays, as the first pitch to Willie Montero is in there for a called strike from Eminem Flores, out for his second inning of work. quickly into his motion. The 0-1 is rolled up the middle to the shortstop, Namala. He gobbles it up, throws to first. In time, he got him. One down. Four up, four down for Flores. Here's Hans Montero. Montero reached on a walk his last time. He's 0 for 2 with two groundouts down to third base. Flores nods, kicks and delivers the first pitch. Fastball called strike. 95 on the outside edge, makes it 0-1. Looking around the seating bowl tonight, there are a few Blue Jays fans here. 0-1 is swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Last chance for fans to catch the Jays this season. But hey, before you know it, it'll be spring training again. It's a long season, but somehow every year it feels quick. Flores with a big deep breath. The 0-2. Fastball over but low. One ball, two strikes. It's amazing, isn't it? The days are long sometimes. The games themselves are long. 1-2. That's a called strike three. Cutter locked him up. Montero caught window shopping. Second strikeout for Flores. Two down for Dylan Lewis. Blue Jays on top 4-3. Lewis 1-for-3. Doubled in the second. First pitch is popped up behind home plate. Duran gives it a look and watches it bounce down into the seat. 0-1. But I'm circling back here. The days are sometimes long, but the weeks always feel fast. 0-1. Late emergency hack from Lewis. Comes up empty on a slider. It's 0-2. Flores reads the sign from Duran. Wheels and deals home. And Lewis takes up and in on the hands. One ball, two strikes. Flores comes back. Gets a check swing from Lewis. He went. Ball trickles up the first baseline. Duran gets to it. Throws to first in time. Inning over. Six up. Six down for Eminent Flores to preserve the one-run lead. Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3. On to the ninth in Tampa. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Last chance for the Blue Jays to get some insurance as they're on top 4-3, top of the ninth inning over Tampa. Aponte, Berry, and Mitchell do up here against Christopher Bowe. Right-handed hurler, first pitch to Aponte, up and in, and a foul ball. Off the knob of Aponte's bat. which is just how Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire, said the top of the eighth inning ended. But in all reality, it looked like pitch hit Freedy's hand. And then went into Diomedes Hernandez mid, but Freedy was ruled out on a foul tip. Pitch to Aponte, called strike at the top of the zone. Quickly 0-2. And Joan Hill wants time. Aponte making a adjustment to his stance. He's brought his hands up off his shoulder. And it has sure worked. The 0-2. Down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Let's go Tarpon's chance is broken out. One of the noisier crowds of the season that the Blue Jays have seen here in Tampa. The 1-2. Aponte flares it foul. Third base side, out in front of a slider. Still 1-2. Aponte in a straightaway stance. Bo fires. And Aponte sends a high bounding ball back towards the mound. Bo gloves it and then reaches out to tag Aponte on the baseline. And he's retired for out number one. One assisted. Unassisted, excuse me.
Number two, Braden Berry.
Here's Braden Berry. Berry's reached twice. Has the big hit in this ball game. Three RBI triple back in the second. 4-3 Jays in the ninth. Berry squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. That triple for Berry snapped a five-game hitless stretch. What a way to do it. The pitch. Up and away. 1-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth for the Tarpons. It'll be Marshall Toole, Joe De Los Santos, and Juan Matthews. The pitch. The slider just down. 2-1. So Toole, De Los Santos, and Matthews, 5-6-7 for the Tarpons. Looks like the Blue Jays are going to go to a new pitcher. 2-1. Finds the outside corner. Berry wants a challenge, but the Blue Jays are out of him. Oops. Count is 2-2. Bo has the sign. Sets. Throws. And Berry lays off. Fastball up and away. Runs it full. 3-2. One run lead on the road. Never, ever comfortable. The payoff pitch. Breaker inside. That's ball four. Blue Jays have a one-out base runner and a good runner at that. And Berry, a real big stolen base threat, is on for Nick Mitchell. Mitchell 0-4, but he gets another chance to extend his hit streak. Twisting in the wind at seven games. Berry goes on the first pitch. Pitch misses outside, and it bounces off Hernandez mitt. No throw. Swiped base for Berry. Man in scoring position for Mitchell. Hernandez visibly frustrated with himself for not catching that ball. Got to catch the ball first before the throw. Last time Mitchell's hit streak came down to his final at-bat, he hit a game-tying homer. 1-0 outside, two balls, no strikes. That was on Thursday with the Blue Jays trailing by one with two outs in the top of the seventh inning in a seven-inning game. Mitchell belted a homer out to deep right center. The 2-0. Called strike. Bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Mitchell rocks back and forth from the left side. 2-1 to him. A slider down and away. Runs it to 3-1. Bo on the center of the rubber. Has the sign from Hernandez. 3-1 toss. Mitchell rolls it to the second baseman, Matthews. He gobbles it up, sidearms to first in time. Good throw gets him. Berry moves from second to third, though. Blue Jays with a run 90 feet away. Here's Arjun Damala. It's up to him to get the run in. Arjun 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. We'll have to see if he's in the lineup tomorrow, but this could be his last game of the season. A season with some ups. A lot of ups lately. Also some downs at the start. First pitch, low and away. Sliding stop from Hernandez. It's 1-0. But based on what we've seen this summer from Damala, he will likely start next season up in Vancouver. 1-0. High and away. Two balls and no strikes. And it seems as if he's ready for that challenge. Florida State League Player of the Month in August. He has looked as advertised in the second half. 2-0. High and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Bo can't find the zone. Edward Duran waits on deck. Damala in an open stance. 3-0 pitch on the way. He takes a called strike. Fastball right down Douglas. Makes it 3-1. Damala will have the green light here. The pitch slapped towards the gap in right center. Long run for Lewis. He dives and makes the catch. Highway robbery. Dylan Lewis lays out to take away an extra base hit from Damala and to save a run. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Emmanuel Flores is going to return for the Blue Jays to try and nail down a three-inning save. Don't go anywhere. Blue Jays lead 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. All right, strap in. Bottom of the ninth inning at Steinbrenner Field. Blue Jays 4, Tampa 3. Emmanuel Flores has returned. 6 up, 6 down for him. We'll face Marshall Toole, Joe De Los Santos, and Juan Matthews. First pitch to Toole. Called strike on a fastball. Caught the outside edge. 0-1. Toole 0 for 3 tonight. No homers on the year with Tampa. Pitch is down. Ball one strike. Toole did hit 9 homers this spring with Wofford in 62 games. The toss. Swing and a foul back. Coming in hot. Fair upstairs. One ball, two strikes. The first batter of these spots, so important for a closer, especially on the road. The 1-2. Breaking ball just high. Oh, that looked good. It's 2-2. Flores kicks and delivers. Tool takes outside. It's full now, 3-2. Flores nods at the sign. The pitch is crushed high in the air, deep to right. Aponte at the wall. He jumps and it's gone. Marshall Tool's first pro homer is a game-tying shot in the bottom of the ninth, and we've got a brand new ball game. It's 4-4. Here's Joe De Los Santos. First pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-1. That ball had just enough to get over the reach of Aponte. A valiant effort at the fence. A one is low and outside. One ball, one strike. Flores was on cruise control. Six up, six down. Tool just got enough. De Los Santos on the 1-1. Flies it out to right. This is going to stay in the yard by a wide margin. Freedy, the second baseman, out. Makes the catch. That's out number one. Well, now the goal is to just get this game to extras.
Now batting, the second baseman, number 16, Juan Matthews.
So here's Juan Matthews. 1-for-3 with a double. First pitch, fouled back. It's 0-1. Tampa scored three runs in the bottom of the fifth to make it a one-run game. 0-1 has flied high in the air to right. This is going to hang up. Aponte moves back a bit towards center and makes the catch. Well, you get a leadoff homer in the bottom of the ninth, and then every fly ball after that is going to get the minor league crowd on its feet. Here's Duncan Pastore. Flores will face him. One out away from extras. First pitch to Pastore. Line drive, shallow center. Mitchell in. It finds the green grass. Pastore aboard with a two-out single, and the winning run is aboard for Diomedes Hernandez. Hernandez has one homer this season. That was earlier tonight. Out to right. That was in that fifth. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. It's popped up on the infield. Duran, the catcher, out. The first baseman, Tibbetts, in. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. We will have extras in Tampa tonight. Blue Jays want their season under the lights to go just a little bit further. Game-tying homer from Marshall Tool makes it 4-4. Free baseball next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Thanks to a game-tying homer from Marshall Toole in the bottom of the ninth, we go to extras at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Blue Jays 4 and the Tarpons 4. It'll be Cade Austin, a new pitcher on for the Tarpons. A right-hander with a 3.77 ERA in 45 and a third innings. All but one of his 25 appearances have come out of the bullpen. Opponents hitting an even 200 against him. Blue Jays automatic runner on second base is Arjun Damala. The leadoff man is Edward Duran. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Duran bounces it to the right side of the infield. Matthews ranges over, gloves, and throws to first in time. That gets the job done, though. Damala moves from second to third. Blue Jays with the go-ahead run 90 feet away.
Number 24, Carter Cunningham.
So here's Carter Cunningham. 0 for 3 tonight. Walked back in the third as Tampa brings the infield in. Trying to keep this game knotted at four. Blue Jays trying to take the lead back. First pitch is low. Gonna change up. 1-0. Bright lights shining down on the green grass surface. 1-0. An awkward swing and a miss from Cunningham. Went around on a high changeup. One ball, one strike. Carter with 11 runs driven in. And his time in the pros. The 1-1 toss. Swung on and missed. Three straight changeups. The last two whiffed on by Cunningham. It's 1-2. Carter with long blue socks. Waits on the 1-2 from Austin. It's bounced up the middle and through the middle into center for a base hit. Namala scores from third base, and Carter Cunningham delivers. Blue Jays lead 5-4 in the 10th. Here's Brock Tibbetts. If you've been listening this season, or watching baseball with these new extra inning rules, you know that second run is the key. Throw over to first is late. Cunningham back in standing. You can win a game in extras by just scoring that automatic runner, but it's hard to do, especially as the road team. First pitch. Tibbetts takes in on the hands on a fastball. 1-0. Austin looks in for the sign, sets at the chest, delivers. And Tibbetts bloops it, foul ground, first base, side pass, Storr leans into the dugout and can't make the catch. That couldn't have felt good. Dugout padding jabbing into his ribs as he was giving chase at that ball at a decent speed. One ball, one strike. Looks like Josue Gonzalez is starting to get stretched out down in Tampa's dugout. One of the Tarpons' other catchers. Which leads us to believe that Tampa is going to use a pinch runner in place of their current catcher, Diomedes Hernandez, in the bottom of this 10th. 1-1 to Tibbetts. It's popped foul behind home plate over the net. One ball, two strikes. Yeah.
Blue Jays with a 5-4 lead, top of the 10th, thanks to the RBI knock from Cunningham. The 1-2. Tibbetts takes in the dirt on the changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays won in extra innings earlier this week. That was on Thursday. They won in 9 innings in a game that was supposed to be 7. Austin sets above the belt, kicks and throws, and Tibbetts gets under it. Pops it up into shallow center. Arias, the shortstop, out. Now back in towards the bag. He makes the catch. That's out number 2. Here's Manny Beltre. Blue Jays are 7-9 in extra innings. Including that win earlier this week. Beltre into the box, 1-for-4. First pitch is hammered foul. Look out on the concourse. It's a screamer. Looks like everybody's all right. Count is 0-1. 5-4 Blue Jays. We're in the 10th. Cunningham still off first base after the go-ahead knock. 0-1, a check swing on a changeup inside. He went. It's 0-2. Austin with changeup after changeup after changeup. He toes the rubber, holds the glove up near his ear. Now brings the hands together. Crowd starting to make some noise as the 0-2 is fouled off. We'll do it again. Still 0-2. Second baseman Matthews playing near the second base bag. Arias, the shortstop, deep in the hole. Another 0-2. It swung on and missed. He got him. Beltre slams his bat in frustration. And the inning is over. Blue Jays do take the lead, though. RBI single from Carter Cunningham makes it 5-4 Blue Jays. Now they'll try and slam the door again. In the bottom half of the 10th, next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Evan and Flores couldn't close the win for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth. But here in the bottom of the 10th, he gets a mulligan. Blue Jays 5, Tampa 4. Automatic runner on second base is Tampa's catcher, Diomedes Hernandez. And Flores is going to have to face top of the lineup, starting with Roderick Arias. Probably the most feared hitter in this Terrapins order. 1-for-4 tonight with a single and a strikeout. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike on a fastball. Throw back to the mound. Gets away. Whoa. Looks like it slipped out of Duran's hand, maybe. Rolled past the mound to the left. Shortstop side. Kamala was there to scoop it up, but that'll spook you. man in scoring position in extras. It's 0-1. The pitch. Arias pops it up, third base side, and it's into the seats. 0-2. Arias with 13 homers, 74 runs driven in, and he calls time before the 0-2 toss. Just got to be careful with him here. Some homer threats at the top of the lineup for the Tarpons. Flores sets the belt, and on the 0-2 pitch, Arias flies it high and deep, left center. Long run for Mitchell, and that ball is caught by the left fielder, Braden Berry. He tracked it down just a step in front of the warning track. He had to run a country mile to get to that thing. Out number one. Wow. The alleys here are cavernous. Down the lines, it's pretty hitter-friendly. This is made up to be like Yankee Stadium. 318 to left, 314 to right, 408 to dead center. First pitch to Willie Montero, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Five, four, Blue Jays. Bottom of the 10th inning. Montero lays off a slider low. One ball, one strike. Montero walked in the fifth. It's his only time on base tonight. He's lined out once and grounded out twice. Flores with the pause in the pitch. Montero takes down and away. It's 2-1. Say what you will about the new extra inning rules in baseball. There are many critics, there are many fans, but it demands the best. And it demands execution at a pitcher's right away. No margin for error. 2-1, swung on and fouled back. 2-2. And that's probably the reason a lot of people like it. It creates drama right away, right out of the gate. Hernandez walks off second. Montero, 2-2 to him. This is down and outside. Sliding stop from Duran. Skillful block keeps Hernandez at second base. It's full, 3-2. And if Flores issues a walk here, Blue Jays might go back to the bullpen. This is Flores' fourth inning of work. But that's nothing new for him. He's worked as many as six innings this season. Granted, that was in the FCL a few months ago. The payoff pitch. Montero takes. It's downstairs, and it's ball four. The winning run is on first base with one out for Hans Montero. Looking into the third base dugout. Jose Mayorga stays put. Or Willie. He's pointing out and talking to Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire, because he wants a new rosin bag for Flores because this one is soaked from the rain earlier. So the bat boy is going to have to jog out and take the old one, and he swaps it out. How about a rosin bag delay? And now Joel Hernandez will come out for a visit. So first it's the rosin bag, and now it's Flores. The tools and then the craftsman. The entire Blue Jays infield will come together here. A one-out walk is not the end of the world by any means, because then you're a ground ball away from a game-ending double play here if you're the Jays. Leading 5-4 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Diomedes Hernandez, the automatic runner on second base. Billy Montero over at first after a one-out walk. Blue Jays snatched the lead back after Carter Cunningham's RBI single. Top half of this inning. A Marshall Tool solo homer at the bottom of the ninth got us to extras. So here's Hans Montero. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Down and outside, reaching grab from Duran. It's 1-0. These two teams back at it tomorrow at noon. One more time, 2024 season. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball towards the middle, could be two. Namala scoops it up, glove flip to second for one. Freeland to first is late. Bang, bang play at first base, but Montero beats it out. And this game will continue. Hernandez, the tying run, moves to third. Montero's out number two on the fielder's choice. That would be Willie Montero. So it's up to Dylan Lewis as the Tarpons are down to their final out in the 10th. Lewis 1-for-4. Had a double in the second inning. He struck out twice. Righty on righty. First pitch. In there for a called strike. Cutter on the back door. Makes it 0-1. Wind breezing in from center field. Extra base hit could win the game for Tampa. 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? You bet he did. On the appeal down to the base umpire, Jeremy Rada. He's hearing it from Tampa's dugout. And the Blue Jays are a strike away from a dramatic win. Flores gets the baseball, circles the mound, steps on the rubber. He's ready for the 0-2. It's on the way. Misses low and away, and it trickles away from Duran, but he gets to it in time, and that keeps Hernandez at third. One ball and two strikes. Blue Jays clinging to a 5-4 lead. At the bottom of the 10th. Flores sets the belt. Rocks and delivers home. Misses low. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis with six RBIs. His time in the pro ranks. Trying to extend this game. For Tampa. The 2-2 toss. Line drive towards the corner and left. Berry over and makes the catch. That's all she wrote. Blue Jays win it. No shortage of drama, but the Blue Jays hang on and they've won five straight games for the first time since June. Blue Jays led for the vast majority of this ball game. Tampa tied the game with a homer from Tool in the bottom of the ninth, but Carter Cunningham's RBI single in the top of the 10th stands as the game-winning hit. Eminem Flores strands the placed runner Hernandez on third base, and the Blue Jays hang on. Everybody exhale. Back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment.
And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Have you caught your breath yet? Back at Steinbrenner Field, here are the final totals. First, for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, who hang on for a win in 10. 5 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 8 men left on base. For Tampa, 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, and 7 men left. The winning pitcher is Emmanuel Flores, who gets his first win in single A. Flores blew the save in the bottom of the ninth, allowed a solo homer to Marshall Tuohl, but he buckled down, came back out for the 10th inning, and worked his fourth inning of relief work and stranded the tying run on third base and the winning run on first. Flores went 4 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 1 and struck out 3. The loss goes to Cade Austin, who worked the top of the 10th inning and gave up the go-ahead RBI single to Carter Cunningham that stood as the game winner. Austin falls to 2-4. With the win, the Blue Jays improved to 34-29 and 68-61 overall in 2024, while Tampa falls to 30-31 in the second half. They're 54-73. Blue Jays have won 5 straight ball games for the first time since June. After 4 game win streaks, they finally get back over the hump, and they've won 5 in a row. That was a fun one, wasn't it? Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight on the out-of-town scoreboard, and then around the Blue Jays organization as well. But everything is all decided in the playoff race in the Florida State League. We'll start with Daytona and Bradenton, who will play a doubleheader as fireworks begin to fire off over the scoreboard at Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton took game 1, 10-5, and in game 2, they're still playing, tied up at 2 in the bottom of the 6th in Daytona. Final in 11 innings, Palm Beach scores 4 runs in extra innings to defeat Jupiter 10-6. Fort Myers gets off the schneid, but it's too little, too late. They win 5-4 over Lakeland on the road at Lakeland. That snaps a 7-game losing streak for the Mighty Muscles, but Lakeland clinched their playoff spot over the Mighty Muscles last night. That's got to feel like a kind of a sad win, to be honest. Clearwater and St. Lucie in action in Clearwater tonight. St. Lucie wins in a shutout 6-0. That's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates tonight, High A Vancouver will get started at 10:05 Eastern Time with Grant Rogers on the hill, the former DJ making his final start of the regular season. Congrats to the Seas, who have clinched their playoff berth. They'll play in the Northwest League Championship Series next week. Final score from AAA Buffalo. Bisons defeat Lehigh Valley 5-4 in Western New York. Final in 7 innings from AA New Hampshire. Tough one tonight for the Cats. They fall 7-1 to Portland. As for the Big League Club, taking a look at their score here, as Toronto is on the road at Atlanta, and they lead 6-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning up in Cobb County. Looking ahead to tomorrow's ball game, the final of the 2024 season for the Dunedin Blue Jays. We'll get started with a noon first pitch. Our coverage begins at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Colby Holcomb takes the hill for the Blue Jays, and he'll be opposed by a starter to be determined for Tampa. So hopefully you can join us one more time in the 2024 season tomorrow. Again, noon first pitch. Maybe just join us for a few innings before the NFL game starts. Those get started at 1 o'clock, first NFL Sunday of the year, but the last minor league baseball Sunday of the season for the Jays.
That about does it for our coverage tonight from Tampa. For everybody back at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Saturday night. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast as much as you enjoyed the result. One more time, the final score. Blue Jays win in 10 innings, 5-4 over Tampa. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. Join us one more time tomorrow.